It's Monday, June 10th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Construction starts at the intersection of County Highway O and Decker Drive in Rice Lake. Governor Tony Evers proposes budget increases for the UW system, and a budget airline begins flights between central Wisconsin and Florida. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Construction to change the intersection at County Highway O, South Access Road, and Decker Drive in Rice Lake begins today. Left-hand turns from Decker Drive will be eliminated, as will left-hand turns from westbound traffic turning south. In Washburn County, County Highway B, east of Grob Road on the north end of Long Lake, is closed today through Friday for culvert replacement. Here's an update on Barron's downtown Main Street project. Crews are working on grading and installing utilities along LaSalle Avenue, focusing on the area between Mill and 2nd Streets this week. Concrete sidewalks, curbs, and gutters are being poured, and streetlight bases are being installed. A temporary lane closure at the intersection of LaSalle Avenue and Highway 25 Mill Street is anticipated in the future, but a specific date is not yet scheduled. The largest budget increase ever proposed for the Universities of Wisconsin system. Governor Tony Evers announced that Friday to the Board of Regents.
My next biennial budget, I will ask the legislature to provide an increase of over $400 million in each year of the biennium for the UW system.
Evers said the big boost is needed to prevent, quote, further degradation, end quote, of the UW system. 7 4-year campuses are facing budget shortfalls, and UW-Oshkosh has exhausted its reserves. Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee have rejected the Democratic governor's previous UW budget requests. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has challenged signatures on petitions filed seeking an election to recall him from office. He said Friday that there were not enough valid signatures. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission has until June 28th to determine whether there are enough to trigger a recall election. The panel rejected the first attempt for not having enough valid signatures. Voss is being targeted by supporters of former President Donald Trump. They submitted more than 9,000 signatures on May 28th. They need 6,850 valid signatures to force a recall election. Voss says he found thousands of invalid signatures. A budget airline is resuming flights between central Wisconsin in Mosinee and Orlando. Avelo Airlines spokesperson Courtney Goff says the company is still tinkering with the best times to offer those flights.
We really just want to make sure that we're fitting with what will work with the region.
Goff says the Wednesday and Saturday flights are there to help people take vacations. They'll run through August and then restart in November for winter vacations. And that's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.